Hello and welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Conscious Junkie podcast show. Today it's just me being all by myself. Yes, today I record the podcast just by myself, but it's going to be a very valuable podcast for those who are thinking of becoming a yoga teacher. As you guys know, I'm a yoga teacher, often traveling the world while I try to sort of share the gift of yoga with as many people as possible. And I do that on all sorts of places. But now I have set down my roots in Vinkeveen, close to Amsterdam. And this is where I live now. And I'm really happy and fortunate to live here in our tiny house, and I really enjoy it. And I'm teaching a lot of classes around Amsterdam and in my hometown Zeist, and, you know, getting really back on it. And my aim is to inspire you guys to live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. Now, of course, there's a lot of yoga teachers or conscious beings listening to this podcast. And I thought that it might be valuable for you guys to know what steps to take if you think of doing a yoga teacher training. I actually get that question all the time. At least once a week, somebody is asking me like, oh, where should I think of if I want to do my teacher training? Or, oh, hey, I want to become a yoga teacher and travel the world. What are the steps to take? And is it rewarding? And there's always a lot of questions coming my way, and I always like to answer them and take the time for that and to share as much from my experience as I can. So I thought, let's turn it into a podcast so I can share it with a bigger audience. So here we go. I think it's nice to just sit down for a moment and breathe. Because really that is what this whole yoga practice, this whole yoga journey is about, to connecting with yourself so that then you can connect with the world around you. If that resonates with you, if you feel like connecting with yourself, and I do not mean with your needs and your cravings and your desires and your to-dos and your dreams, but I mean to connect with your deeper self, your higher self, who you really are, without all those layers, without all those labels, identifications of you being a mama or a teacher or an employee or a friend or a sister. The yoga practice is about you connecting with your true and most authentic self. Taking a nice, easy breath in through the nose. Exhaling deeply through the mouth. Inhale. Exhaling through your mouth. Just one more, just like that, to center yourself. Inhale. And exhale. All right. This feels like a good start of the podcast. When I switched on the mic, I felt so much excitement in my body. I was like, yeah, I'm going to share this and that. But while I did this introduction, I was thinking of all the things that I would probably and most possibly forget to mention, but it's not really important. I'm just going to share you bits and pieces of my story, how I ever became a yoga teacher. Really something so unexpected, but it did happen. And I'm gonna share about the teacher trainings that I did and that I'm about to do. So let's just start with telling when I did my first teacher training and how that came to reality. I think it was in July 2015 when I first started doing yoga. I got to experience bits and pieces of yoga when I was practicing body balance in the gym. And body balance is a combination of Pilates, Tai Chi, and yoga. And to be really fair with you guys, at the beginning, like, I did like the poses and it felt good to stretch my body and to sort of become more aware of what I was feeling and what I was doing. But that final relaxation in the end, as soon as the teacher would say, okay, now you're going to lie down and relax for a moment, I was like, okay, I'm taking off. I've got better stuff to do. I can do this when I'm going to bed and sleep. Like, I feel almost embarrassed saying this, but it's like, holy fucking shit, I cannot believe that was me. I was not the first one who stood up, but there were always a few people who would just get up and leave the class. And then at some point I was like, okay, well, I wouldn't mind going on with whatever shit or duty I was doing, and I would just take off before the end of the class. I did feel a little bit bad for the teacher, and it felt a little bit disrespectful, but because more people were leaving, I was like, okay, I'm outie. But now when I think back, I'm like, oh my goodness, the part that I needed most was the part that I skipped. Anyway, I went through to those body balance classes and I really enjoyed it. And then at some point I bought a book which was called 10 Minute Yoga. I did feel different after a class, and it gave me a different feeling than just going to a pump class or just hanging or just playing with weights. And it did give me something else. So then I started doing yoga by myself with this book, 10 minutes every morning. Before I would go to work, I would just get on my mat and do some easy postures. I was very proud when I did my first halasana, plank, or when I did my first sarvangasana, which is the shoulder stand of the cars. I was very proud, and headstand right away, I could do it easily, and I was also super proud of that. And those were basically the only poses, because down dog was a motherfucker and I could not sit cross-legged because my hips were way too tight. But those three things were very nice and I enjoyed doing them, of course, more than the poses that I could not do so good. Anyway, I just felt a huge difference throughout the rest of the day of just those 10 minutes spent on my mat. It would really set a good, I don't know, a good sort of start for the whole day. It made me feel more centered, less reactive, calmer. I don't know, I think even friendlier. So it didn't take me long to look into yoga retreats, because I felt like, oh, I want to do more of this. And me and by then my ex-partner, we were thinking of going abroad for a long time, and I was just looking into retreats. But those retreats, I mean, they were in Ibiza and in Bali, and we were going to New Zealand. There were retreats over there too, but they were all so forking expensive. Like, I think they started from 1,000 euros and then was for a week with only 2 times yoga a day. So I was like, wow, that is out of my league easily. So then I did some more research online, and then I found this ashram in Holland, and they had one in India, and they had a quite affordable program available for 1 month, and that happened to be a teacher training. I didn't think about a teacher training ever before, but I just wanted to do a lot of yoga and work on my body, get to know a bit more about philosophy. Sounded really good to me, and I looked into it and I was like, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I think it was like 1500 euros for a month in India, all inclusive, like books, all the whole program, accommodation, all the food, just not the airfare and the transportation towards the ashram. But I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. So I rang them up and they had a place available, and then I just booked it. It went that fast. It was not very handy because we already booked a flight to New Zealand. So I went to New Zealand, spent 3 weeks there, and then I flew into Delhi. But then I made my way to this ashram and I had the best and the worst month of my life. Holy freaking shit. This month teacher training, I think it was 26 days, not entirely sure. It was the toughest thing that I have probably ever done. I was lucky to have like a really sweet and loving and caring roommate who I connected right away. It was easy, like we had a small, super basic room, but right from the first day, we had so much fun. God, I will never forget you, Jess. I hope that you hear this, because I love you so much until I die. Because you, man, you got me through this whole program. And the program was so intense. We got up very early. We started at 6, and then I think it took until 8, and it was full on with hours of practice and hours of philosophy and meditation. And it was so tough because everything was so brand fucking new to me. There was not one thing in which I was good at, and everything went just so fast that sometimes I always felt like I was running behind the facts. And whenever the teacher Yogi Ram was explaining something in philosophy, I was like, it took me so much time to process like these words, these Sanskrit words. Are you kidding me? Adomukha Svanasana or the chakras or Mula Bandha or, oh, it was all brand fucking new. So I would usually be stressed out, like having this massive, this strange face, looking at the teacher and like feeling frustrated. But I'm not sure how I did it. I did it. And then at the end, of course, you're said it, it's over. But man, it has been such an incredible experience that even if you're not thinking about becoming a yoga teacher, I would highly recommend this course to pretty much anyone who is into personal development. Yeah, you can just explore yourself in such a profound way. Your behavior, your body, your thoughts, like everything. And yeah, I don't know. It's an experience that for you to embark on in your life. And if you think of doing one, I highly recommend you doing a what's it called? Yoga Alliance Certified one. Because for me personally, with jobs, they did not often ask me for my diploma or for my, how do you say that, certificate. But they did ask me a few times. Like when I was teaching for the headquarters of Nike, they asked me to give it to them. And I think for another retreat in Sri Lanka, they did ask me. Maybe one more studio, but overall, no, they don't ask. Because also it's a free profession. Even when you did not do the training, you can hang like a little sign out there like, I am a yoga teacher. I'm not saying that you should do it. I think you should not. But, yeah. What was I saying? So, yeah, I would recommend you to do one of the Yoga Alliance certified trainings. Because just there's a few things, there's a few guidelines and they need to do or to act on what they promise. And I think that's just good. So for me, this Arhanta training was really nice and valuable. And the biggest plus there is that they taught you a sequence and they taught it so well. Like so well. Very detailed, very detailed. This is a Hatha yoga sequence. I think it's Shivananda inspired. And the teacher, Omkar and Yogi Madhav, they were amazing, like really, really good teachers. And I hated them like most of the time, but there were so many moments that I was like, oh my God, I wanted to kill them, or I thought this does not make sense. And then I asked the question and often they would say, I'm not gonna say, I'll come back to it later. And that would agitate the shit out of me. I'm like, hey, I'm paying for this. I want my question to be answered. But then 2 days later, it would make sense. And I would be like, okay, it was good for me to not know it back then, but to know or experience it now. So really a big plus was were the teachings. And I think also the structure of the course. It was very clear. I'm not sure if I would recommend it to advanced practitioners or practitioners who have had a lot of teachers yet. I mean, it was very basic, but for me, that was perfect. I had so little yoga experience before I did this course. So little. And in this month, I've seen people transforming into, well, teachers. I would rather say instructors. I'm not sure if you're a teacher when you finish the course, but you are an instructor and you can instruct the sequence that they taught you. I did not feel confident after the course, but at some point I just did it. So what else? So yes, I would recommend this course. A lot of people ask me if I would recommend it, and I would. I did the one in India, which was very nice, but they have also a location in Holland, in Zendra. It's in the Achterhoek. You can look online, Arhanta Yoga. I would recommend their courses. I mean, it's very, I don't know. It's very, I liked it. I did a few other courses after. I did a Vinyasa course, 100 hours in Rishikesh. And the school where I did it was Vivekananda. I really like my teacher, Shubham. You should really listen to my first podcast ever. It's Shubham and he is just amazing. Such a young boy, but he was so truly inspiring and authentic. And he was just living yoga. So a good teacher training program that meets your needs will not only prepare you for teaching yoga, but it will also facilitate tremendous personal growth. And for that reason, I once again would recommend it to a lot of people. However, it is very important that you take up a few points of attention when it comes to picking your teacher training, because it requires money, energy, and quite a bit of your time. So make sure that you choose and that the training suits your needs. Because I think the first thing, which is very important, is that you should choose a schedule that fits your needs. Like, there are trainings for 1 month, like I did. This is like the quick whatever teacher training. And, you know, when I look back, when I finished, I did not feel capable of teaching. I had to, but how I started to do feel like that was by teaching. So, you know, it's like the chicken and the egg story. You do not feel ready, but when will you ever be ready? I mean, you can practice and study for thousands of hours, but when are you ever ready? That moment probably never comes. So after this training, yes, you might be an instructor, but what you need then is experience, because experience really is your best teacher as a teacher. Do you still get me? So yes, but for me, this month was perfect, because throughout this month, you were breathing it, you were eating it, you were teaching it, you were practicing it, you were sharing it, you are right there to learn so much. It's incredible. It's everywhere all the time. So it's super duper intense. There's not a moment that you are not busy with yoga or with the practice. So I think for me, that was really great, because I am an all or nothing person. So for me, it was just really good to dive in. But I can totally understand that people say like, oh, for me, a year and then like several weekends would make much more sense, because there are some benefits on that side as well. Like, for instance, there is a little bit of time in between so that you can really embody what you have learned, and you can practice in between, and you can practice teaching in between. So that might be a very good option for you. So I think it's really important that you check, okay, what suits my needs? Do I have a month where I can go and dive deep in, or do I rather split it up and take a whole year for that? For me, also when I think of me being a student back in school, there was always this little voice in the back of my head, I need to do this or I need to do that, like always that feeling of not being finished, which is good because it keeps you going, but it's also a little bit annoying at times. So for me, this big immersion into a course of 200 hours fit into 1 month was brilliant. I think I would also like I did a 100-hour course, and that was fit in 2 weeks. I really enjoyed that too. That was like an additional vinyasa course. Or you can do even a 50-hour course if you are curious, but you do not want to invest that much time and money into once. You can also think of doing a 50-hour course in 1 week. They have that at Arhanta, and I know they have that at different studios. That would be a nice start, you know, for you to experience how it is to dive deep in. So that's the first thing. So choose a training that suits your needs, and choose a training that has hours that work for you. Really think about that before you get started. What suits you better? Then it is also very important that you think of the style that you want to be practicing and start teaching, because like today in this world, fucking hell, there are hundreds of yoga styles. There is Kundalini, there is Power, there is Vinyasa, there is Ashtanga, there is Yin, there is Slow, there is Beer Yoga, there is Goat Yoga. Oh my God, the sky is the limit. Now for me, you know, I just bumped into this course, so I did not think about it, but I, now that I'm finished and I connect the dots backwards, it makes so much sense, because for me, it was really good to start with classical Hatha yoga. Like basically, if you have all these different styles of yoga, it all started with Hatha yoga, classical yoga. From that style, all the other styles started to sort of pop up. But that is the base. So I thought if I just get the fundamentals right, from there I can build up and learn new things. And that has been a super wise and good decision for me. I love Vinyasa, I love Yin, but I think without doing this Hatha yoga teacher training first, it perhaps would have felt like I was building on mud. You know what I mean? Now there was like solid concrete, like good basic knowledge. And from there, I have been learning other things and other styles like yin yoga and vinyasa yoga. And now I start to dive more into kundalini yoga and jiva mukti yoga. So think about that. If you know like, oh, I totally want to be a yin yoga teacher, then look into yin. If you are like, vinyasa, that's my piece of cake, then look into vinyasa. But if you do want to get that really profound, basic, classical knowledge of hatha yoga, I would highly recommend you to choose that. But again, this is depends on your preparations. So first thing was the training and the hours. Then the second point was the style. Of course, another important thing is, I'm not saying that this is 1, 2, 3, it's just like randomly set, but it's important to look and to think about the country and the language that you want to be practicing in. If you live in Holland like I do, and you do not think of leaving the country for a moment, you want to be here, you want to stay here, I would recommend you doing a course in Dutch. I am Dutch and I traveled a lot, and I did my course in English, which, but it's not my first language, so it sometimes made it really hard, can you imagine, with a French roommate, to sort of get things right. Sometimes I often still think and dream in Dutch wherever I am, no matter how long I am there. But so for me, that made that I sometimes really have to translate, and that was often a bit complicated. And then when I finished my training, I started teaching in English, so therefore it was great. But then when I returned to Holland, I had to translate every fucking cue to Dutch. So that has been a process, and I'm okay with languages, so for me it was fine, and it was a great learning. But keep that in mind. Maybe you're like, oh my goodness, that's amazing, I'm gonna go to Bali, I'm gonna spend some time there at the beach, I do this teacher training. But keep in mind, where do you want to be afterwards? If you think of becoming a traveling yogi, then maybe take an English course, right? So language and country is also a very important point. Let me think. Then if it comes to the teachers, now that I have been practicing yoga for a few years, there's not many teachers that I would take a course from. Like, I really need to resonate with the teacher and how he or she is living his or her life. And you know, for me that is very important. So I've been thinking of doing another course for a while, but it took me like over a year to decide and to make my mind up about what course that I was going to attend. So if a teacher really resonates with you, I would definitely recommend that you go with that teacher. If you're totally new to yoga, maybe it doesn't matter so much. But for me now, there were only three that I wanted to take. And it was either the Jiva Mukti yoga course, a course with yoga girl, Rachel Brothen, who lives in Aruba, or Gurmukh Kundalini. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do something completely different. And the Kundalini practice brings me, a lot of resistance. So I was very curious about that. They say that a month of the training is rather a month of therapy than an actual teacher training. But I'm cool, I'm keen, I'm gonna do it, fuck it. But that's something important. And if you do not know the teacher, then try to get to know something about the teacher. Stalk them on social media, maybe even give them a call and to check how they talk and how they speak. And I think that is really, really important. Like, check out with who you are gonna spend that time with. I think that's super important, because me personally, I cannot learn from everybody. I mean, everything can be my teacher, but for a month, man, I need to know something more. Then another quite important thing is that yoga involves so much. So there are so many important points of yoga. You know, as you guys know yoga, some of you might still think that asana, the physical practice, is actually yoga. But yoga is breathing, is moving, is meditating, is a positive mindset, is also diet. There is so much that even like you can spend whole your life learning about yoga. Really, it's the truth. Whole your life and beyond even. So what is important that you think of, what aspects are important to you? Yes, is that the physical aspect? Is that the mental or the emotional aspect? Is that the meditation? Is that the diet? Is that, I don't know, a good balance between all of those. Like some teacher trainings, they really tend to spend most of their energy and focus on asana practice. And I think that makes perfect sense. But for me, again, now that I look back, it has been so valuable that my training involved all of the important points of yoga. I mean, there must have been a big focus on asana because that is what you eventually will start to teach with. But keep an eye on that because I've heard people talking about trainings where they never ever meditated. Holy fucking shit. I'm not gonna say the school or whatever, but a friend of mine from Copenhagen, Emily, hey, how are you? She mentioned that a training spent almost no time and effort in meditation. And I'm like, holy shit, there's something going terribly wrong here. I mean, yes, meditation is difficult, but fuck yes, it's what yoga eventually is about. Yoga is about preparing your mind, preparing your body to come to deep states of meditation. So if your teacher training is skipping meditation, oh man, it's a red flag. I would say do not go there, really. Make a wise decision on that. See if you can get some information about what they are offering and how perhaps the syllabus looks like and how the days look like. If you can see the schedule, and if you see no meditation, no chanting, no pranayama on the schedule, just ring them up and say like, hey dudes, where are the other important elements of yoga? Honestly, be bold, but go ahead and do so because you want the whole experience, right? All right, so I think I gave you quite a few points of attention, which you should really think of and sit with before you make the decision to do whatever teacher training. The idea was to also share about life after you finish your course or your teacher training and to share about how you get around as a yoga teacher, how much money do you earn, what are the steps to take, all these things. But I think I'm just going to stop it for now and leave you with this information. And I'm going to make another podcast about this particular subject, like becoming that actual yoga teacher. Yeah, I think that's a good thing. So there's just a few facilitators that I would like to share with you. Just from my own experience, nothing is sponsored here, but these are just trainings that resonate with me and with who I am and with what I need. But I do want to share them with you because, yeah, you can, if you resonate with me and my teachings and whatever, these might be interesting courses for you and they might help you a little bit further. So if I think of the courses that I experienced, I would recommend you are Hatha Yoga. They have an ashram in India and in Holland. Where I have been and where I've practiced, but not that my teacher training, is Sampurna Yoga in Goa in India. They have a beautiful ashram and I know that they have great teachers coming over to be and to share on these courses. So that is another recommendation, Sampurna Yoga. Then my biggest inspiration of all is Rachel Brothen, also known as Yoga Girl, and she lives in Aruba and she's doing her teacher training courses there. I know that in 2020 she probably won't do any courses, but I'm not entirely sure, so you can totally check it out. They offer 200-hour teacher trainings and I am just positive that it would be an amazing experience. Then I will be practicing Kundalini Yoga with Gurmukh, Golden Bridge Yoga. Definitely worth checking out if you're looking for something extreme and transformational. Then there is a few more trainings which I did not attend, but people that I love and care about, they've had really good experiences with those schools and teachers. And that is Sashvita Yoga in De Bilt in Holland. They have very profound Hatha courses going. I think they're for a year or maybe 2 years, but they're very profound and amazing teachers. Then there is Delight Yoga in Amsterdam. A few of my friends practiced there and that was also really good. I mean, full on. And I think they offer different options if it comes to the duration of the course. But I know that the 19th of October 2019, they have an open day. So you can go and check it out and ask all your questions. I think that's also a very good thing to do. Just go there, speak to the people, feel the vibe. You're going to spend a lot of time there. So it's better should feel okay. Then one final thing, if you go to bookyogaretreats.com, you can find a big overview of all sorts of trainings, because there is so much out there and I know that it can be very hard to find something suitable. So that is a good site. You can filter on things that you find important and you might find some good things there. If you're thinking about of doing a specific training, you can always reach out to me via Instagram, or you can email me at lotte@theyoganomad.nl. No problem at all. I'm happy to help and to assist. If there is anything else you want to share with people, like a training where people should definitely not go to because you had a certain experience, please let me know, because I'm happy to share that with the world too. One thing I'm going to add to this whole story is that keep in mind that the grass of the neighbors is always greener. Your office life might feel and be and look dull, but the life of a yoga teacher is not just about rainbows, yoga pants, and mudras. Really, I struggle sometimes too, and it's the best job, but also a tough job. Okay, food for thought. See you next time.